Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
COVID lies are running rampant for the benefit of socialism. And I know that's a harsh statement, and I know that's a controversial statement, but we're going to dig into this on this show. Because the fact is, COVID is real. I should know, folks, because a family member, a very close family member, had it. So I'm not denying the reality of COVID. Nor is anyone really that I know. But there's a game that the left play, and it's called, if you don't follow every single thing we say, you're a COVID denier. Well, that's simply not true. Now, my relative turned out to have a relatively mild case in which she did not have to be hospitalized, certainly did not feel well, was able to be treated at home, was able to quarantine, and after 6 or 7 days felt better, did the full 14-day quarantine, and everything was fine. I also know a person that I'm not related to that had fourth-stage cancer, was not able to go to their treatments. Somehow, in the course of waiting for treatments and having meals delivered and everything else, contracted COVID and died. And they were marked down as a COVID death. So here we see very clearly that there are a number of people who died from very extenuating circumstances that maybe died with COVID, but did not die of COVID. That's the number one lie. The number one lie is this many people died of COVID. In reality, a good number of those people died with it, but not because of it. So that's the first thing that we really should understand, because I know there are a lot of people out there that there's two schools of people, and I guess I meet in the middle. One school believes every single thing they are told by the CDC and the WHO and Dr. Fauci, and they are just as panicky as they can be. If they see someone without a mask, even outdoors, they cross the street, they run away in fright. They're wearing masks in their car when there's nobody else in their car. They're going for a walk in the woods that they own, and they have a mask on because they are so terribly fearful. And then there are people who just say, I don't believe any of it. I don't believe any of it. It's all been made up. The whole thing's been made up, and that's not true either. The whole thing has not been made up. There really was a COVID-19 virus, and it really is a serious malady. But here's what we have to understand, folks. We have to understand we need to separate the lies from the truth. And you cannot trust the media and you cannot trust your politicians, because many of the left-wing politicians are using this pandemic to further a socialist agenda. That's just the truth. And I'm going to delve into why I know that's the truth. When this first hit, I was like everyone else. They said 14 days to slow the spread, and I said, fine. And I don't think I left my house other than to go outside and check my mail in 14 days. When I did have to go to the post office or to a store, I not only wore a mask, I wore gloves. I was wiping off everything that came into my house because I said this could be terribly serious. But then a thought struck me. Common sense, as we use for the tagline on the show so often. Common sense started to take hold, and I said, well, it's funny because I know people who work in Walmart, and they're not dropping like flies. And not only are they not dropping like flies, but while mom-and-pop stores are being closed, Walmart's allowed to stay open. Now, I hear the cries already, but Walmart's an essential. Walmart's essential. They have groceries. They have pharmacy. They have over-the-counter medications. We need those things. You're right. And if that's all they sold, and all the other aisles were blocked off so people couldn't wander, and all the other associates were told, you're not really necessary because we're not going to be selling electronics for the next month, I would have been okay with that. But that's not what happened. That's not what happened at all. Walmart was allowed to sell anything they wanted. You want to wander back to the electronics department and find some DVDs or a badass new television set? Maybe a video game? Pick up a couple of greeting cards, swing by automotive and get some of those pine things for your car. That's fine. Need a new pair of shoes? No problem. But God forbid mom and pop shoe store was open. That's when I began to scratch my head a little bit and say, wait. If this is so deadly serious, why is there anyone working in electronics? Why is there anyone in the shoe department? These are not necessary things, and even if they were, you could just bring shoes up front. Let somebody stock at night when there's nobody there. No, that's not what happened. And guess what, folks? They didn't drop like flies. So then I said, well, it's very interesting. They're only seeming to target mom-and-pop businesses, aren't they? Just the states that closed down, because some states never did close down. So there was one lie, that everything needed to come to a close. That's just simply not true. Maybe the 14 days we thought that was the case. But you see, what's ended up happening, folks, is the left saw their chance. And they said, okay, this pandemic is fairly serious, but boy, can we ride this out. Boy, can we use this as a ticket to control the masses through fear. Now, I'm not denying people died of this and still are. I'm not denying that at all. People die of pneumonia and still will. People die of a lot of things and still will. But look around you. It's over a year later. And we have vaccines. And we're now being told the vaccine is a must. Some states are saying we're going to literally have vaccine passports. And if you do not have a vaccine passport app on your phone, you will not be allowed to enter public places. But we're also told, well, the vaccine may not be effective against all strains of this. And on top of it not being effective against all strains of this, nothing changes. You still have to wear a mask. You still have to social distance. You still have to follow all of the rules. So I ask, what good is the vaccine? Does the vaccine allow you to return to your life as normal? No. Does it allow you to drop the mask? No. Does it allow you not to have to social distance? No. Okay. Well, that's very odd, isn't it? Because we're being told that the vaccine's effective. And if 90% of the public gets it, then I would assume 90% of the public is safe. Very odd. And as we know, if that app goes on your phone, they have access to all sorts of your information, all of your medical records, and more, a lot more. Where you go, how long you stay, et cetera, as we went into in depth on another show. So I really don't feel as though we're being told the truth about that either. But it gets a little worse than that. Because on top of all the closures, on top of only big business gets to stay open, only franchises get to stay open, we saw time and time and time again, the very people making these laws breaking them. Oh, I'm out in a beauty parlor with no mask. I'm in an airport with no mask. I'm out in a restaurant with no mask. What sense does that make? If these people knew how deadly it was and they took it seriously, how come they're risking their lives? If you have to have a mask in your car by yourself, then I would assume that you wouldn't be out in a restaurant with 45 people and no mask. I would assume you wouldn't be walking through an airport with no mask. I would assume you wouldn't be at a beauty parlor with no mask, especially if you're a politician and you're the one preaching this stuff. Doesn't make any sense. We're told, well, the mask will save your life. Well, let me explain something. If you have one of those N95 masks, it definitely filters out all of the air you're breathing in. It definitely does that. It filters none of the air you're breathing out. None. Zero. Not one speck. So everyone would have to have one. Talk to anyone who uses those masks. They will tell you the same thing. It filters all of the air in. You can walk through all the chemicals you want, and you're fine. But your breath out is not filtered. So if you cough in that mask, it's also going out. Same thing. If you have COVID, you're still spreading it, unless everyone has one. As far as the surgical masks are concerned, they are specifically designed, if you do not believe me, check it. They're specifically designed for pre-sterile conditions, hospitals, operating rooms, etc. The last time I checked, Walmart is not a pre-sterilized area. Meaning, you see these people and they have masks and they walk through Walmart and gather all the dust and whatever the hell they got on the mask. Then they go to Target. Then they go to a shopping center. Then they go to a liquor store, because liquor stores can be open, because that's essential. They don't change their mask. Next day, they put the same damn mask on. How many times have you touched your face? I thought we shouldn't touch our face. Well, when you have a mask on, you're touching your face constantly. You're constantly adjusting the mask. And guess what, folks? According to viral experts, the number one way to get a virus is to touch something that someone with the virus has touched. Has anyone said you must wear gloves? They were saying for a while, don't rub your eyes, don't touch your face. Well, why don't you think you can't touch your face? You're not supposed to touch your face because your hands could potentially carry the germs. All they just keep telling you is keep washing your hands, keep washing your hands. Well, people don't wash their hands every 5 minutes. Nobody even wants to go into a bathroom at Walmart. It's a science project. So don't tell me I'm running into Walmart every 5 minutes washing my hands after I've touched everything in the store twice. And my mask, and my face, and rubbed my eyes, and itched my ear. But nobody's saying wear gloves. No, Dr. Fauci's saying wear two masks, three masks. Suffocate yourself. In the meantime, you're collecting every bit of dust that's in that store. Things are not starting to add up. And that's where they lose me, folks. We're then told, well, we can't have school. I mean, after all, maybe children are at low risk for it, but how about teachers? The teachers could be exposed. We can't have this. So we're just going to have Zoom learning because it's far, far too dangerous for the teachers to enter that school. We could never hope to sterilize a whole school. It just would be too hard. It's impossible. So what do we end up with? Teachers in yoga pants on their way to the supermarket teaching class from their car. And parents are saying, well, you know, some parents anyway, I understand it. You know, it's the way it has to be. But boy, oh boy, when illegal immigrant children cross that border and they put them in certain areas, all of a sudden teachers are volunteering to go in there and teach them. One-on-one learning. When 1 in 7 of them have tested positive. Boy, isn't that something. I can walk into my local convenience store for 2 seconds to get gas, and I have to wear a mask. Yeah, I'm getting $25 on pump 3. But 5 feet away is a booth. And if I want to sit at that booth and eat ice cream all day long, I don't have to have a mask. So I'm in there for, I don't know, 2 hours, no mask needed. I'm in there for 40 seconds to pay for gas, mask required. Which do you think carries the more likelihood of me catching the virus? I can walk into a restaurant to get my pizza to go. must wear a mask even though you're only in here for 1 minute. Or I can sit at the booth and take an hour to eat my pizza, no mask. Doesn't make sense. It simply doesn't make sense. You see, folks, what has ended up happening here is this. We had a very, very contagious strain of a very, very serious virus. Let loose, by the way, from a Wuhan laboratory, even though, according to the WHO, we were told by China it really didn't come from the Wuhan laboratory. And yes, we took their word for it, but I mean, they wouldn't lie to us, would they? Those great Chinese people who are literally holding concentration camps as we speak? They wouldn't lie to us, would they? Those wonderful people who steal all of our intellectual property? Ah. They must be telling the truth. It couldn't have come from a Wuhan laboratory that Dr. Fauci himself helped finance research to, could it possibly? No. Some nice guy from their representative said, no, that's not where it came from. And we said, oh, okay. Well, we believe you. And that's it. That's the proof we have right now. So I got news for you. That's where it came from. Absolutely ridiculous what you're being told now. You see, they're punishing you because you didn't vote the right way. So they figured, listen, here's the way we're going to do this. You didn't vote the right way when you elected Trump. So they figured, well, we're going to beat the people down now. We certainly have them fearful. So as long as we have them fearful, it's okay for them to go out to the liquor store or the legalized pot store. They can go get their rum or their marijuana. But God forbid they go to the voting booth. So we're going to change election laws, and we're going to blame it on COVID. And everyone's going to understand that because they'll say, well, after all, we're in the midst of a pandemic. I see the same people, the same bleeding heart liberals who say, I don't want my child to go to school because I'm so afraid that they might catch COVID. But they drag him with them to Walmart for 3 hours. What sense does that make? So you see, the left came up with a plan, and the plan was, as long as COVID is here and it's real, how do we use this to our benefit? Well, the first thing we can do is close down as much mom-and-pop businesses as we can, because that's the ultimate in capitalism. That's people actually surviving on their own without the help of government or big business. And God knows we can't have that. So we'll close all of them down and keep them closed as long as we possibly can. We'll offer the American people money to just stay home. After a while, they'll grow complacent and lazy and say, this isn't too bad. I'm getting a lot of lawn work done. I still get to go to Walmart. I still get to go get my liquor and my cigarettes and my pot. I still get a pizza to go. Life isn't too bad, and the government's giving me money to do nothing. Maybe I am better off just being a fat house cat, lying around and doing absolutely nothing. And waiting for that fat check in the mail, some fat check, right? That's what they hope the American people will do, because then they own you. They absolutely own you. Now, we're still hearing reports of people who refuse to wear a mask being actually arrested. There was a woman who was dragged out of church. She refused to wear a mask, but she's sitting in the back. She was a good 20 feet from anyone. And the pastor wanted her to wear a mask. She refused. He called the police, and they told this woman, if you do not comply or leave the building, you will be arrested, to which she was arrested. And arrested. As she was saying, what law is this? Show me the law. Where's the law on the border? Where's the law in Texas? Where there are 1,500 kids or adults crammed into an area meant for 250, none of them have masks. Not one of them have masks. And they're just being released into Texas. Oh, well, go fend for yourself. Go find a job, whatever. I don't know if you have COVID. I don't know if you don't. Doesn't matter. No need for social distancing. No need for masks. Just live long and prosper. Nobody being arrested there. It's called forced compliance. If they don't take away everything you love, you'll never agree to be tracked. You'll never agree to that app on your phone that makes you their prisoner. You'll never agree. You'll rebel and say, no, I'm not having you track me. No, I don't want you to have my vital information. But if they say, well, there's going to be no baseball, there's going to be no football and sports, there's going to be no movies, there's going to be no plays, there's going to be no concerts, there's going to be nothing for you. Nothing for you. Not even a trip to stores pretty soon. Unless you comply and take that vaccine. Well, I got a newsflash for you in the vaccine, folks. And you better listen clear. If you're one of those people who want to take it, God bless you. Because I believe in freedom of choice. If you think that's your best option, God bless you. But I want to warn you so you know. When anabolic steroids first hit the market, they weren't illegal. And they were touted as being a miracle, performance-enhancing, beneficial substance, if used correctly. Everything was wonderful. If you're an athlete, this is your new miracle. This is your new workout formula. What ended up happening years later? They caused brain cancer, tumors, your heart to swell, a million other things. Well, it's too late for the people who took them when they were legal. Now, you might be saying, well, anabolic steroids, I never even thought about taking. What about Zantac, huh? How long was Zantac on the market and you're taking it for your indigestion and everything? And then one fine day you hear, well, Zantac causes cancer. If you took Zantac and you developed cancer, You could be up for some kind of a lawsuit against Zantac, class action lawsuit. Really? Well, I thought the Food and Drug Administration cleared it. Roundup weed killer. How many people used Roundup weed killer on their gardens, or how many people who had jobs where they had to use it? Never thought twice about it because, well, it's on the shelves at Walmart, it's on the shelves at Target, it has to be safe, right? Wrong. Now you're being told, well, this causes all kinds of cancer. So don't tell me for 1 minute, just because you don't drop dead 30 seconds after the needle hits your arm when you take the vaccine, that you're safe. Because 2 years from now, you could be hearing, did you take the first strain of this vaccine? Do you now have liver cancer? Do you have heart problems? Do you have this, that, the other thing? Don't tell me this has been properly vetted in months. Just in months? I don't believe you. How long was Zantac around? Was that properly vetted? No. How long has Roundup Weed Killer been around? How long did it take for them to figure out anabolic steroids was killing people? So please, don't hit me with that bullshit. I don't think it's safe. If you do, that's fine. I don't. And my choice is I'll go with my own immune system. But I want people to understand very clearly that whether you take the vaccine or not, this is not going to end. There's some more elections coming up soon, and they know. They need to keep their voting base home so you can vote by mail, so they can manipulate it in any way they possibly can, including ballot harvesting. They know they need to keep mom and pop closed so they don't thrive, because when they finally do open up, places like Walmart and Amazon and other places are probably going to take a hit because people are so tired of being cooped up, they're going to visit mom and pop. They're going to visit local stores in places that were closed down. And they're not going to order through Amazon, and they're not going to order through online apps right away. They're going to go out, and they're actually going to patronize some stores because everybody's suffering from cabin fever. They can't have that. They can't have you making your own money. They need you working for the machine. You know, when Joe Biden closed down the Keystone Pipeline, what did he say? Go find new jobs. Find jobs working for us and our Green New Deal. There'll be a lot of jobs working for us. Yeah, and who are you? You are the machine. That's precisely what they want. You work for us so we control you because we can fire you. You see, folks, the COVID-19 strain is definitely real, and it's definitely something that was deadly. But we had these things before. And we never closed down businesses for years. Never did that. We never insisted that people wear masks. And now you're hearing the truth because people are saying, maybe this is the new normal. After all, flu went down. Yeah, I should say flu went down. Flu went from tens of thousands to nobody got the flu this year. Literally a handful of people got the flu this year. And they're trying to say it's because of the masks. It's not because of the masks. It's because you misdiagnosed half of the crap. Nobody got pneumonia and the flu this year. Amazing. Just because of the masks. And by the way, if you're one of those people wearing those cloth masks, you are an idiot. Because everybody said those don't do any good. Even the liberal Democrats admit those don't do any good. That's just compliance. It's, I got to wear a mask. Let me wear this cool mask that has, butterflies on it that I bought for a dollar in a dollar store somewhere. So let me get this straight. The most deadly strain of virus in the world can be adequately handled with a dollar store mask, but we have to close businesses and cost billions and billions and billions of dollars over. But a dollar store mask defeats it. Does that make sense to you? Does it make sense to you? You're not being told to wear gloves? Does it make sense to you? You're not being told to wear goggles? If somebody sneezes and it's airborne, it's going to go in your eyes. And you can contract it through your bloodstream that way. No? Doesn't make sense. They know exactly what they're doing here, folks. They know exactly what they're doing. They're taking away a little bit of your freedoms. They're getting you used to socialism, and they're hoping you'll like it. Sad to report, some of you do. I talked to some people who said, well, this is great. I get to stay home, put my feet up on the sofa, work from home, don't have to leave. Fantastic. Okay. Well, that's what they want you to do. If you're lucky enough to work for a big corporation or whatever and they want you to work from home, great, because you're already working for the machine. But if you're down there in a cigarette and cigar store, if you're down there trying to sell shoes, if you're mom and pop trying to open up a comic book shop or trying to open up your store, it sure as hell better be a marijuana store or a liquor store. Because if not, forget it. You're breaking the law. You're a criminal. People jumping the fence at the border, that's not a criminal. You have to have sympathy for them. Mom and pop will put everything they own into their store and have lost it. If they try to open up, you're a criminal. You are a criminal in their eyes. What sense does that make? So while I would recommend that people be very cautious, and certainly you want to take your health into consideration. You want to make sure you have an active immune system. And if you do go in a crowded place, you can't count on the fact that other people have good hygiene or they aren't sick or whatever. I can fully understand if you want to wear a mask. I can fully understand if you want to make sure, you stay a little ways away from people. But they have you so frightened you're wearing it in your car alone. They have it so frightened that you're wearing it on a jog when there's no one in sight. They have you so frightened you're closing down your businesses when you can put a plexiglass screen in front of you. And they want to make you more scared because every time some good news comes out, the bad news comes right behind it. Yes, we have the vaccine, but there's 3 or 4 new strains that could be even deadlier and even worse. Anybody in the medical field who says any different, you must be taken off of YouTube. You must not be allowed on television or social media to say, wait a minute, I'm a viral expert, and I don't think, oh, no, you can't say that. Why can't you say that? If it's not true, let them say it. And then you present evidence to the contrary. But when you have no evidence to the contrary, you can't let them say it because someone might believe them. The only way we're going to end this pandemic is for everyone to get vaccinated. Well, you said if everyone gets vaccinated, they still have to wear masks. And they still have to practice social distancing. And some of you are saying this is the new normal and it's always going to be this way forever and ever because it's better for the environment. So which is it? Make up your mind. Either you want this country to be a country of people who are going to wear masks for the rest of their existence, and there is going to be no more private business. Private business is evil and bad and horrible. Close them down immediately unless they sell liquor or pot. And pretty soon they'll close you down too. See, that's what you don't understand. They'll come for you eventually. They can't right now. But they will. Give them time. They have clearly contradicted themselves time after time after time after time. But if you're terribly fearful, it doesn't matter because you're going to listen to them. Dr. Fauci, who, by the way, shouldn't be listened to by anyone, and if I had any criticism of the Trump administration, it's that they ever allowed that man anywhere near the COVID task force when it was clear that he funneled money to a Wuhan laboratory that was under suspicion of releasing this virus to begin with. This is a man who got on national television and said no masks are needed. First he said it'll never reach the United States. Wrong. Then he said no masks are necessary. It's not going to help. A mask won't help you. Then he contradicted himself, and now he's saying you need to wear two or three masks. This is the guy you're listening to? A man who in one breath said the vaccine will not be ready until July 4th of this year to the Trump administration. And then when the Trump administration was able to get the vaccine out, said, yeah, that's the best decision I ever made. I made that decision. That's a lie. And you know how I know it's a lie? Because these companies wouldn't listen to that man. That man has no power. So somebody named Dr. Fauci calls these companies and says, I want you to work around the clock. Like, who the hell are you? You got no power over me. You go pound salt, buddy. Now, the president, that's a different story. So he's a liar. Here's the guy's at a ball game, no mask. I was eating. Yeah, I know you were eating, except there was no literally food in your hand. There was food on your lap. No food in your hand. You weren't eating. You want me to give you the list of people, politicians, who tell you you must wear a mask that was caught without one? In social gatherings? They're endless. Some of them 5, 6, 8 times. You think they're deadly afraid of this? See, because if you were deadly afraid of something, you wouldn't forget. You'd say, well, there's a pandemic out here. I have to wear my mask. I mean, that's part of my outfit now. No, they know better. They know the main threat is over. And I got news for you folks. The states that wore masks and had mask mandates and strict lockdowns are just as bad off as the states that didn't. And the Democrats and liberals know that too. So now here's another lie. I picked up a headline the other day that said, Ron DeSantis lies about 5,000 deaths in Florida. 5,000 more deaths than reported. Big DeSantis cover-up. That's the headline. Goes on to say, if you read the article, that some know nothing, says up to 5,000 more people could have died from COVID in Florida, and they were diagnosed or covered up. So people look at that headline and they say, how about that? Hey, all you conservatives who thought Ron DeSantis was so good, did you read that headline? Well, I did more than read the headline. I read the article. And at the very, very bottom of the article are two people, two experts from the CDC and the WHO and local authority who is keeping track of this stuff. And they're quoted as saying, well, we went over the numbers and there's no abnormalities. And then one guy says, misdiagnosis here and there is going to happen. There could be 50 or 100 that are misdiagnosed. That's every state. That's every state. But you see, you don't get to that part unless you read the very end of the article. So most people just read the headline and say, hey, I hear about that Ron DeSantis. 5,000 more people. It's a deathbed down there in Florida. That's a lie. Because if you read the whole article, then they admit, well, but according to the real experts, this article is not true. But we thought we'd put that as a headline to mislead you because we need you scared. And you see, we cannot argue the facts that the people who lifted the mask mandates earliest, the people who lifted the lockdowns earliest, suffered no more fatalities per population than the people who locked you down forever, in many cases less. The lockdowns did not work. And the numbers bear it out. So now they have to try to change the numbers, or at least change your perception of the numbers. So they'll run articles like that. That's very easy for me to do. I could run an article that says Nancy Pelosi is actually a Russian agent, according to new source. And then I'll write 800,000 words about how this source says he has information. And at the bottom, I'll read, full FBI investigation has turned up and that this person is full of baloney. Well, as a journalist, I've done my job. At the end, I said, this is full of baloney, but you didn't read the whole article because it's way too long. You just read the headline and said, hey, Nancy Pelosi's a Russian spy. How about that? I just read that. That's what they're hoping happens with the American people. They can keep you in fear as long as you don't read everything. And they don't want you to read everything. They don't want you to read that half the virologists in this country says this is overblown. These masks are not helping you. 6 feet of distance is just arbitrary. That virus could travel 22 feet or it could travel, you know, 100 feet. We don't know. So that's just an arbitrary six-foot thing. Who knows? Censor them. Make sure they don't get their voice heard. Because if their voice is heard, the American people might wake up a little bit and say, I'm going to take this seriously, but I'm still going to live my life. I'll be cautious, but I'm not going to be stupid. I'm not going to close my business and lose my livelihood over it. I'm not going to make my children lose every bit of their social interactions. Where are all these scholarships going to come from, folks, of kids that can't play sports or can't go to school? How are they going to learn to associate and make friends and girlfriends and boyfriends and go to proms and be kids, huh? When they're sitting in front of a computer like zombies saying yes, master, to some teacher in sweatpants who can't be bothered to teach your kid but can damn sure go to Texas and teach illegal immigrants. Joe Biden comes out to hold his press conference. He don't have a mask. And reporters are just delighted. Ted Cruz comes out and they say, why don't you put your mask on? Are you a mask denier? We would be so grateful to you if you would show a little bit of morality and put your mask on for those of us who are take the virus seriously. And he told them to go pound salt. Good for him. You're not asking Joe Biden to do it. You're not asking Jen Psaki to do it. Because it doesn't count for them. They realize, folks, that if you wake up, their policies are so unpopular, the American people would never, ever go for this. So they have to keep you in fear. Now, I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying the virus isn't real. You shouldn't be cautious. You should. You could catch pneumonia and die. I would tell you to be cautious about that, too. And this is obviously more contagious. But you also have to live your life. And if you're closing your businesses, if you're shunning your friends, if you're shunning your family, if you're not going anywhere except Walmart and Target, ask yourself, wait a minute, how much sense does this make? You would think that if the mom-and-pop stores opened up too, it would put less people inside of Walmarts and Targets, meaning that you would have less people conglomerated in one spot. All you've done is succeed in making everyone go there, which means there's many more people conglomerated in one spot, which, again, makes zero sense. All you have to do, folks, is open your eyes and use your common sense. If something makes sense to you, by all means. It makes sense to me that if I'm going into a crowded area with people I do not know, I may want to wear a mask. Not because I think it's going to do any good, but because even if it does 5% good, 10% good, I'm better off than no percent good. But it does not make sense that I walk into a pizzeria and have to wear a mask, but if I sit at the booth, I don't. And now, because they know it doesn't make sense, people like Canada, and I'm going to get to Canada in a minute, very important. People in Canada, representatives in Canada are now saying, yeah, you know, you're right about that deal about not being able to eat, or with a, and you don't have to have a mask on when you're eating. So we're going to develop a nose mask. It goes over your nose. So you can still eat, but your nose is protected. Your mouth will be open, but your nose is protected. Because COVID stops dead if you're eating. Here comes a COVID virus toward your mouth and says, oh, wait a minute, that guy's eating. That's not fair. Back off. He's eating. We don't want to play that kind of dirty game. Wait till he stops eating. Let's be fair. Are you insane? I mean, you're absolutely insane. And Canada is now literally forcing people who test positive for COVID upon arrival to be literally put in isolation chambers in hotels, against their will, by the way. You don't get to go home. You go to a hotel that they have paid for, and you will sit in that hotel until they tell you you can come out, against your will. One man said, they literally put me in this car, and I said, where am I going and why am I going? And they said, you'll know when you get there. We'll explain everything when you get there. How would you like that to happen, huh? Because it's probably coming to this country, too. Right around time for the next elections. And I'm not talking about the 2024 elections. Next year, you're going to hear a new strain has hit. Everyone stay in your house. Send in your ballots early. Don't go to the polls. No, don't do that. They've played you. It's okay to go to Walmart. Don't go to the polls. God, no, don't go to the polls. Why are you listening to these people anymore? They lie to you at every turn. Schools are too dangerous to be open, but not if it's for immigrants. Masks must be worn at all times, but not if you're a politician. Businesses must be closed, but not if you're a big franchise. At what point did you wake up and say, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right? These aren't making sense. At what point? Open your eyes. Stop living in fear. Caution is fine. Fear is not. You're being played with this nonsense. Time after time, they've lied to you. The selective enforcement, enough. It should be enough to prove it to you. There are people being hauled away and put in jail for an hour or two while you're letting people out who've murdered their mother. So let me get this straight. There's a man who beat and kicked a 65-year-old Asian woman in broad daylight who was let out of jail after murdering his mother, stabbing her to death. Let him out. There's a woman on her way to jail because she went to church and refused to wear a mask. I want you to let that sink in for a minute. Why do you feel people need to enforce this so strongly? Are they really that scared of this big bad COVID virus? Are they really so scared when they got three vaccines in hand? Are they really so scared when they got the numbers that the people who did not lock down and do not force mask mandates have no greater rate of COVID per population than the people who did? Or are they using this at this point because they got a taste of power? They got a taste of how controlling the people can help them. They got a taste of how they can use this to implement socialism, and you won't even know it until it's too late. I suggest that's the truth. The 100% truth. Now, if you're one of those people who are still hiding in your basement, like Joe Biden, peeking your head out once in a while. Is the sun shining or is it snowing? Do I dare go to the post office? Do I dare go to the store? I'm almost out of toilet paper. Should I cut the curtains? Or should I risk going into that horrible store? Maybe if I wear 9 masks and cover myself up in a rain suit with a hood and sunglasses and run in like Jim Thorpe. And run out. No, I got a better idea. I'll call and have them bring it out to my car. If you're one of those people, then I don't know what to tell you. Live in fear for the rest of your life if that's what you want to do. But I suggest you stop listening to just one news source. And I suggest you start opening your eyes and ask yourself, does this really make sense? If you can't go into Walmart because you might die, how come the people in Walmart aren't dying? How come the workers aren't dying? How come all those workers aren't dead? How come every day we don't see a big wooden wagon with a hooded figure singing, oh, 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 coming out of Walmart with dead bodies stacked up 10, 12, 14? Like during the Spanish plague. How come we don't see that? I know plenty of people who work in these places, and they're fine. They're just fine. And, yeah, some people caught it, but you know what? I don't know anyone locally in my Walmarts or Targets or anything else that died from it or was even horribly, horribly, horribly sick. So you would think they'd be the first ones who were dead, right? You would think the government would have said, well, wait a minute. It's got to be a skeleton crew. We're shutting the stores down. No one at all can go in. You need your prescription? Someone in a hazmat suit will run it out to your car. You need your groceries? Someone in a hazmat suit will run it out to your car. There is no acceptable amount of people going in. 10 is too many. 1 is too many. Doesn't matter. All the workers will be tested. All the workers will be screened before they go in to see if they have a fever. And even they're not 100% safe. But not one single person will be allowed in this store. And don't ask for the latest video game or a pair of sneakers. We are not doing that. All we're doing is the vitals. We're doing food, medicines, that kind of stuff. That's what would have happened if this was the Spanish flu. They would have closed everything. They didn't do that. They didn't do that. Because from the very beginning, they knew there's really no super need to do this. Most mom-and-pop stores don't have just a small amount of people in them at once. They're not like Walmart. I know a guy who owns a small business. He said to me, if I have 3 customers at any given time in my store, that's busy to me. It's usually just come and go one or two at a time. That's it. But I had to close down. I walk into Walmart and there's 800 people. How is that fair? Well, that's a very good question. I don't know. I don't know how that's fair. The short answer, it isn't. You got to walk through an airport with a mask on, but when you get into the goddamn plane, you don't have to have the mask. Or even if you do, you're sitting shoulder to shoulder with people. Please. You all know what would have happened if this was that serious. And it would have spread to every single state. It didn't. There were a lot of states that had very few cases. And in many, many cases, these were states that did not have strict lockdown rules or mask mandates. So now it's about something different, folks. The virus is out there and you could catch it. But as long as it's out there, the liberals and the Democrats are taking full advantage of it to change your lifestyle, to slowly make you appreciate the wonders of socialism, where you get to stay home and let the government treat you like a house cat. You don't need to work. We're going to give you a minimum income. And you're just going to have to learn to live within your means. That's all. But don't worry, you're not working. And the vital people, you can work from home for the big businesses. You know why you can work from home from the big businesses? So you don't have to commute. And you don't have to pump gasoline-powered automobiles fumes into the air. Less cars on the road. Less fumes for the Green New Deal. Don't tell me. I know where this is going. Work at home my ass. Most of these people are in cubicles. Isn't that what the immigrants are in, cubicles? You're not worried about them. How come office people can't go to their cubicle, huh? Is it COVID or is it you just don't want them driving? You wait and see how much of this is about the Green New Deal. You wait and see. They're going to force this on you with this infrastructure bill. I'm hearing about 6% of this goes for roads and bridges. 6%. That's how it's written now anyway. Perhaps it will be revised, but we'll see. And the rest of it's going to go for Green New Deal crapola, just like the COVID bill was 9% about COVID. If COVID was so serious, folks, why is only 9% of the trillions of dollars that they're spending, why is that only 9% of it going to help COVID relief? Wouldn't you want 100% of it going for that? Why only 9%? That means literally 91% is for other things that's non-COVID related in the midst of a pandemic. You'd think at least the majority of it would be COVID related if COVID is so deadly serious. But no, it's not. Because once again, we got smoke and mirrors. You know, I forget who said, never waste a good crisis. There's always political gain in a good crisis. Well, COVID originally was a crisis. Absolutely admitted. I admit that it was a crisis at first. I know people in the healthcare field, and they were telling me, at first, this was a nightmare. We had never seen anything like this in our lives. People were not able to breathe. We put them on ventilators. We weren't even sure why they couldn't breathe. Nothing we were giving them was working. They were dying. But they began to realize after a while and understand what the virus was and said we always thought it was a respiratory issue. It turns out it's a clotting issue more than anything else. And they began to learn how to treat it better. Once they had a grasp on it and a pretty firm grasp on it, then along comes some vaccines. And you're starting to get a handle on how to treat people, and there were less and less and less deaths of people who didn't have comorbidities. Now, there may be more people that got it, but there was less deaths, and that's what counts. And they're still telling you it's the deadliest thing you're ever going to encounter right now. No, right now it's not. Maybe in the very early stages it was. It's not now. How many people die from drunk driving accidents every year? A lot. So why aren't we banning alcohol? And saying, look, there'll be zero drunk driving fatalities if we just don't have alcohol. Alcohol's not necessary. That's a luxury. Nobody needs to drink any form of alcohol ever. I don't drink alcohol. I'm perfectly fine. So you'll be fine, too. How come they don't do that? You know how many dead people you would save every year? And I'm not talking just strictly about drunk driving accidents. There are people who die of cirrhosis of the liver due to alcohol, all kinds of different maladies due to alcohol. I don't see them banning it. If they're so concerned about how many people are going to die, ban alcohol then. You're not. Why are you making cars that can go 85 miles an hour or 90 miles an hour? Why don't you mandate that a car's maximum speed is 70? And that's it. That's top speed for any car. That way, there'll be no speeding. And there'll be no extra deaths because people are speeding. I'm doing that. Why don't you ban cigarettes? How many people die of cancer and all kinds of different lung maladies because of cigarettes? Not banning those. Wake up. They're taking your freedoms away because they found out dealing with this pandemic, oh, look how easily we can lead the American people if they're scared, if they panic. So then it became just one lie and then another lie to cover up that lie and another lie to cover up that lie. No one ever gives you good information. You see, the news media and your politicians, they would have an incentive to hide the bad and bring out the good. In other words, it would be a lot easier to say, yes, the rates are going down, folks. The death rates are going down. Yes, maybe the infection rates are going up, but the death rates are going down. So just be cautious, but please patronize our businesses. Be careful when you do it, but patronize them. We need a thriving economy. No, everything is negative. When there is good news, they don't bring it to you. Everything is doom and gloom. There's more strains. The vaccine may not be 100%. You may have to wear two masks. Another man died today. Another this, that, and the other thing. Why are they bringing you just doom and gloom? Why is there never any good news? When their incentive would be to give you good news. If they were lying about the severity of it the other way, still be calling them out on it, but I could understand why they're doing it. They're trying to do it to save their states. Because their states are going under. But when you're purposely knowing your state is going under and you're still lying about it, saying, yeah, go under, go under, go under, it's because they want to fundamentally change it. Yes, as quick as we can, wipe out all the mom-and-pop businesses. And let's fundamentally start over, where everybody works for the machine. You don't dare open your own. You don't dare step out of line. Or we'll send the government down there to smack you and throw you in jail. And if there's no room in the jails, we'll just let out the people who stabbed their mother to death. We'll just let out the cop killers. As a matter of fact, we'll elect the cop killers to positions of power in New York City where they control the cops. That's what happened. How many police officers died? I'm sure a few. But how many police officers? Were there millions of police officers that died of the COVID-19 virus? I don't think so. And they were in heavy contact with people daily. It's not just Walmart employees. It's not just Target employees. It's not just liquor store and cannabis employees. But the teachers, they can't go back to school. Unless you ask them to volunteer for illegal immigrants. Then they can. Then it's no problem, and then it's not a super spreader. See, that's another thing you got to look at. Were the riots, and that's what they were for George Floyd, were they super spreaders? We were told, no, they weren't super spreaders. Trump rally was. Now we're being told 1,700 immigrants in a facility meant for 250 is not a super spreader. The kids on a beach during spring break, super spreader. Ask yourself if that makes sense. Walking into a restaurant without a mask, you're asking for COVID. Sitting at the booth and eating without a mask for 2 hours, no problem. Ask yourself if that makes sense. All I'm asking is use common sense. Just use common sense. If you feel it's necessary to wear your mask somewhere, go ahead and do it. But use your common sense. And when people tell you things that don't make sense, don't ignore it. Say to yourself, that makes no sense. And understand that you very possibly are being lied to, and you're being lied to for a reason. And I fear that that reason is so they can implement an even more socialist country right under your nose, and you won't object because you'll all be scared, hiding in your rooms saying, don't let the big bad virus get me. I hope you wake up.